name's Kiri Crispinson. I'm a second-year student here at Carleton. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm working on my second album. I call my music a kind of modern folk because I do think it does continue this thing called the folk tradition, and I do see it very much as a music of the folks. I do write very much about the human experience.
Were you thinking of me then?
Well, I'm thinking of you now.
Oh, your words are like shrapnel. But do you remember how to touch?
I remember what I've done.
This song is called A Continent Ago. It was written by me and then a fellow, Philippe Lafreniere. And it was for the CBC Canada Reads competition. And we wrote about Mavis Galante from the 15th District. So many of the stories in the book are about relationships. And one in particular called The Muslim Wife is about this very intense couple. We decided right off the top that we wanted to sing to each other and we wanted to take on these characters.
Please come sit closer. There's little between us now. And our enemy is coming.
Our enemy is gone. Which side are you on?
Well, I'm on your side.
Which side is that?
Well, I forget. I never knew. You never cared.
Music and school complement each other in a surprising way. Folk music isn't something that you can study the technique of. I think you can study people and stories, and you can gain experience that results in the writing of songs. I remember in first year we had to read the Old Testament. When I came across the story of Isaac and Abraham, I just found that such a difficult story to swallow. In sum, the story is God asks the patriarch Abraham, as a test of his faith, to sacrifice his son Isaac. That sort of influenced my song Origin of Stars, which is a song more or less about who has the ability to control fate and who doesn't. In the second or third stanza, there's a line that sums up that story.
Isaac and Abraham, father and son, he say, boy, come to the mountain, let's pray. Almost slit his little neck, like God told him to. But God can change the cards and the origin of stars.
With the eruption song, at the beginning of the song, I'll say, do you want to sing along with me? And so I'll say, I'm going to say there has been an eruption. At that point, you have to say, pow. I'll find that even if I'm halfway through the sentence, there'll be somebody who goes, I will pow! And then they become the example for the whole audience. People just know all the words, which amazes me because it's a really fast song. And I had somebody once come up to me after the show and say, is that song in Russian?
There has been a new eruption. Said a gas and combustion sound of the function. Wow! There's been a glitch with a big bang hitch, a lightning fist and pow! And I don't know what it'll do. No, I don't know what it'll do to you.
Well, the next album, I've been thinking about it a lot now that all the songs are recorded. I think there are sort of three themes. Basically, it comes down to land, body, and home, which are three ideas that the more and more I think about it, the more and more are synonymous for me. I think what differs this album from my last album is just that as you write more songs, you sort of fine-tune your ability to try and get at exactly what you want to say, adding something to the incredible corpus of good songs that exist already. And I'm happy with a lot of the songs because I think, for me personally, they did manage to say something.
Henry's hang like traitors. We see.